Show.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5 a.m. on a Friday morning, July the 23rd, although no one knew this but me, and I didn't know it because until my doctor friend sent me this. This is Gorgeous Grandma Day. Gorgeous Grandma Day, July the 23rd. I'll read this to you on July the 23rd. Start right. Gorgeous Grandma Day recognizes women of a certain age, whether they're grandmas or not. Not all women become grandmothers. Those who do don't necessarily fit the traditional mold any longer. But that's true. Others will start a point where they say many assume grandma status, even though no grandchildren are about. Gorgeous Grandma Day embraces the age of the nana, encourages all women to flaunt their granny attitudes with purpose and style.
Wow.
There you go.
My wife flaunts purple, so I guess that's, gorgeous grandma.
When I am old, I will wear purple.
Yes.
And we have this commercial that's called Irritable Bowel.
Yes. Syndrome.
We got Irritable Producer.
Yes, we do.
He's ready to go again this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't give it 10 minutes. We didn't start the news.
And I'm normally not...
Yes, you are.
But there's something about waking up this BS hour of the day.
Come on.
There and every time I get up and look at the clock, I go, this is a bunch of BS.
This is stupid.
I roll out of bed and go, this is another dumb decision I'm making today.
I yesterday afternoon, I'm show prep, and I see this story about the NFL telling people that COVID-19 outbreaks and unvaccinated players and it leads to forfeiting games, and I know you're going to do it as a story. I said, look, Billy, I think this is great. We need to have here. Let's start all over again. Gorgeous Grandma Day. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning, the 23rd of July. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. And I want to go on the record that my wife is a gorgeous grandma.
You got it.
Yes. I-70 is closed again today through Glenwood Canyon due to mudslides. The risk of flash flooding and mudslides remains high throughout Colorado and will remain high through at least tomorrow. Meanwhile, the three people missing in the Poudre Canyon flash flood have still not been accounted for. Search efforts are continuing. This news is sponsored by Audible. Everything you want to hear is on Audible. Stream bestsellers and the newest hot releases and stream originals and podcasts, too. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. Former Denver Broncos quarterback coach Greg Knapp has died of injuries after being struck by a car while biking in San Ramon, California. He was 58 years old and most recently an assistant coach for the New York Jets. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, speaking in Denver, promises a big investment addressing climate change and the drought affecting the western U.S. She'll be in the Western Slope today, where she'll discuss wildfire preparedness during a visit to the Bureau of Land.
We're drinking the same coffee this morning.
Wildfire preparedness during a visit to the Bureau of Land Management's new headquarters in Grand Junction. First Lady Jill Biden leads the U.S. delegation.
Dr. Jill Biden.
I'm sorry. I did it again, didn't I? Dr. Jill Biden. Oh, bad, Tom. Bad. Well, she leads the U.S. delegation at the opening of the Olympic Games in Tokyo today. She also led the U.S. delegation along with her husband at the 2010 Vancouver Games, with Joe Biden was vice president. The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear arguments on Mississippi's abortion law later this year, with a decision expected by next summer. Mississippi's Attorney General Lynn Fitch is asking the High Court to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion ruling, calling it egregiously wrong. Mayo Clinic vaccine expert Dr. Gregory Polin tells WCCO in Minneapolis the Delta variant of COVID-19 will, in his words, find everybody who is not immune. He warns the unvaccinated not to be deceived, saying, again in his words, this is a very different variant, and it will find you. The CDC said this week, that the Delta variant now makes up over 80% of the no new coronavirus cases. The U.S. Olympic softball team beats Canada after defeating Italy in their first game. They'll be looking for their third victory this weekend against Mexico. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's soccer team, on the other hand, lost to Sweden and will try to rebound when they play New Zealand tomorrow. European stocks opened higher today, while Yahoo Finance characterized Asian markets as having wobbled by closing lower. On Wall Street, futures for all three major indices are up nearly 0.5% in advance of this morning's opening. And Pete, that's real news.
Morning, everybody. It is Friday morning, July the 23rd, 2021. It's going to be 93 for a high today. And in the weekends here, Saturday afternoon storm, Saturday and Sunday back to work Monday, 92 degrees. The NFL, and this is getting, I guess, not a lot of attention, but yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure, it was announced that the NFL announces the new the clubs that say the COVID-19 outbreaks among the unvaccinated players could lead to forfeited games. And this is interesting. Bill and I talked about it before the show began, and Billy immediately goes to DEFCON 3. But, you know, and you know, maybe there's something to this. Should this be, if it's in the NFL, and if you, this is how my understanding is, and some of that understands it better than I do, please, 303-696-1971. But from my reading, everybody is tested. Everybody must be or mandate the vaccine. But if you have an unvaccinated player and this player tests hot on game day, then you forfeit the game. And the visiting team or the home team automatically gets the win without playing. And maybe you don't get paid.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe you don't get
paid. Maybe you don't get paid.
That stands big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Especially these guys. Some of these guys are making $500,000 a game.
That's right.
303-696-1971. This started yesterday. The COVID hospitalizations are tripling in South Florida since the beginning of July. I watched that woman's softball game yesterday.
Did you?
I love watching sports that are like that.
Yeah. Right.
And, God, they're just
that are really sports.
Oh, they're just great players.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't wait for this gymnastics to begin with this young woman that leads the U.S. guys. And I don't know. It's going to be good stuff. But as long as they don't politicize it, which, of course, they will.
Right.
So I'm reading this stuff last night, and I'm thinking, wow. First of all, what do you think of it? 303-696-1971. The league is coming down hard. Now, professional sports has become so woke. I don't know how much this plays out in it or how much they're just saying, look, this is the truth. And I was listening to the captain coming into work this morning, and, you know, he's who he is on the air, but I got a chuckle. He's got some guy on with him, and they're talking about the three hot spots where the new COVID variant is taking off. And they said, well, the reason why those numbers are high is because these were the sort of rebel states that let people be unmasked, and so this is the federal government paying them back and giving a dishonest count, which is kind of a variant it's a variant on Trump won.
Yeah.
Walk through how brilliant this argument is. Because, again, this is how great this is, this argument. They're saying that, you know, the states where they didn't have as many of the mask mandates and they had more things open and they had people gather in large groups around each other, not socially distance. The reason that we now have rising cases is because the government's doing it to us.
Yeah, no, precisely.
Not because the jackasses got together and weren't vaccinated and had their masks
like
off and stood around together. That's not the reason.
I mean, I talk
that's,
radio.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
It's because, and again, this, I'm getting a little sick, just personally, I'm getting a little sick and tired inside of the GOP with this victimhood mentality.
Well, it's not.
It's awful. That's what it is. That's what that guy is. It's a victim. He's saying, they're doing it to us.
Well, part of
it
is.
Of individual responsibility. You know, there's a cause and effect relationship between how they were behaving, and they go, someone else is doing this to us. Put on your big boy pants.
You know, I was driving into work, and I heard him say it, and I was frankly taken back, but I've been so openly critical of what's happened to this business that I love so much, talk radio, or radio in general, talk in particular. I thought, that's absurd. But you get away with it, and you have a bunch of affiliates, and that you and this other guy could sit there and say that the reason that the government is showing these high numbers is because the government is getting even because the state of Florida did not follow all these strict mandates. And I thought, that's absurd. But
it is. And
you look at the numbers. I actually came into work and looked. The COVID hospitalizations numbers, and this is legit stuff. They have tripled in South Florida since the beginning of July. Now, I know that all of us have been vaccinated, And there's a story here that this guy here, he survived COVID after 2 months in a coma. And if you're using their ideology, you say, well, that's good. Now he is now, he scares the antibodies now. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sick of hearing all this stuff. You know, I don't know what to say to anybody anymore, but this guy just floored me driving into work this morning where this is the government's getting even with Florida, Missouri, and some other state because they...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, it's absurd, but yeah. You're allowed to say these things on the radio, and I certainly mm-hmm. wouldn't want it, but they're going to come for you.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the internet right now looking at people who are giving phony information. Mm-hmm. Why do we think we're any different?
Yeah.
Why do we think we're any different? And some guy that really, you know, hey, terrific guy, you know, no harm, no foul, but to say stuff like that on the air is crazy.
They'll eventually get to us because once
they will.
Oh, yeah, because once they take care of the digital stuff and people are all worried about it. Remember last week it was the, oh, my God, you know, Facebook is working with the government to ban you and not, what do you think is going to happen when they get this direction? And of course, and we talked a little bit off air of the reporter from the, what is it, it's The Intercept, the British reporter, John Schwartz. And we're going to try to get him on the air because he released a story yesterday where on Twitter for the past several months, he decided to make more and more outrageous statements about the 2020 election being stolen. And they are obviously fake. But all the Trump supporters believed him, and they kept coming after him, including the brother-in-law of Michael Flynn.
I saw that.
Asking for the Department of Justice to investigate him and for him to be arrested. And he's saying things like, this is how ridiculous it is. He is posting on his Twitter account, I can't wait for me and my journalist friends to get together so we can destroy all the Trump ballots.
Oh, sure.
And someone tweeting to him saying, oh, I wish I could meet you in a dark elevator. And he said, you know, a dark elevator is actually one of the best places to destroy ballots. You can meet me in an elevator and I'll show you how to do it.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. Eventually, he gets to the point where he's telling these people that the Constitution says it's okay for journalists to do this. And they're still believing him and coming after him and saying he needs to be arrested. It is so obviously a lie. They can't believe it. They can't figure it out.
We're at this crazy moment, and it's Friday, everyone, so we have a lot of good people coming on the show. Dr. June Depp's on the show. Father Andre's on the show. Now the NFL comes out and says, look, you will forfeit games. You bring in one hot player, and one unvaccinated player could lead to forfeited games. That's huge money. Think of what would happen, you know, at KOA Radio. That's, you know, this is the voice of the Broncos, or Channel 4, Channel 9, Fox, it doesn't matter who's ever carrying that game. Can you imagine what they're saying right now, what they call the place 30 Rock in New York, what they're saying to each other, what they're saying in league headquarters?
And what they're going to be saying in locker rooms, because there's going to be pressure by the other players to pressure the players that are not vaccinated.
Yeah, we're not arbiters of the truth, anyone. You know, you can go listen to Deborah Flora podcast if you wish. I mean, that's perfectly fine. That's their big threats this morning. I'm going to learn. Oh, fine. Great. Okay. She's a nice woman. The point of this is what I've been talking about. We're trapped between lies. The country now is trapped between lies. Talk radio does it no favors, but, you know, that again. But on this one side, we have all these believed lies. And on the other side, we have these believed lies. And history can't take that. It can't find a place for that.
Yeah.
And as I was, you know, we've been talking about this, but, you know, in the Second World War, good and evil aren't things, or that's a different realm, but, you know, right and wrong perhaps is the realm. And there's degrees and shades of that. But the more that I read about, it's been a lifetime thing about the Nazis in Europe. And when those brave young kids came ashore, that's a right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely right and wrong.
And there was no lie being told.
Right.
Now, and there are so many lies told in Southeast Asia, so many lies told in the Middle East, that just falls where it falls. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm afraid, is when we have these series of lies that, you know, the left believes insanity. I mean, unbelievable things. Mm-hmm. And we were talking yesterday about tearing down the Alamo and, you know, bringing down Rushmore and taking down Sacagawea and Lewis and Clark. And that's just the beginning. That's just round one. But then this stuff.
We got insanity on the right, too.
Absolutely do.
Yeah.
Absolutely do.
Yeah.
And as we always say, don't relax. Lindell said he has the proof, and he's going to show it to us next month.
But yeah, what is the date that he's
going to
show?
August 13th or 14th. I read about it. He's going to a place called the Corn Palace in South Dakota.
Oh.
And he's booking rooms apparently that nobody's showing up for. And he's urging everybody to tell their governors to. I'm sure Jared Polis won't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's goofball stuff. I mean, it's,
oh,
it's.
Did you hear about his challenge, though?
The $5 million.
Yeah. He says a $5 million challenge.
But you have to show up.
You have to show up and you have to be able to prove that he is wrong. Mm. Which is a little bit difficult, and the reason being because you can't prove a negative.
That's exactly right.
He has the affirmative burden of proof. It's not the idea that he comes out and lays out all the stuff and says, prove that I'm lying. No. You need to prove your case beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's like if you come in and you have a couple of hairs on the table and you say, these are Bigfoot hairs, prove that I'm lying. No. You need to prove.
But actually, you can do that, and it's been done.
But it is. It's not the idea that you prove. The burden of proof is on you to prove those are Bigfoot hairs.
Well,
you have to do the testing, and you have to do everything else to say none of this DNA matches anything else, and this is why we know it. It's on you. It's not on me for the burden of proof just to prove that you're lying. The negative.
I look at this stuff now. Please don't. I mean, just don't even take the bait anymore. It's like absurd. We're living in the theater of the absurd. Don't even take the bait. But
yeah. But I got a question. Do you think that? You know, if we asked,
I know you're going to do this.
If we asked our friend Jack, do you think that he would make us a cake for the second coming of Trump that's coming up in August 13th?
No,
you think
Billy, don't.
We could have a cake.
Don't cross wires.
We could have balloons.
Look,
streamers.
You know,
I'm thinking party hats. Who doesn't love party hats?
But the problem that I have in the belief moment of this, I watched this video out of Texas, and Lindell is in this huge aircraft hangar, and it's packed, and he's telling this story. And this is Benny Hinn. This guy's Benny Hinn right now. I'm waiting for somebody to get up and throw the crutches away and run down the aisle. I mean, it's craziness. And then it's always dawned on me that it is a religion. Talk radio, there are certain people in talk radio who become archbishops and cardinals in the church, certainly monsignors. And that's their role now, to sell the religion on the air. And the advocates, and we're hearing from them this morning, that as I was taught as a kid, the splinters of the original cross, if it touched you, it could heal you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the world repeats itself. But now the NFL informs all of its clubs that COVID-19 outbreaks among unvaccinated players could lead to forfeited games. Everybody lose their money. What do you think? I mean, this morning in New York, where the networks that carry and how much money they...
Oh,
Monday
boy.
Night. And I think Amazon's been a bidder now, right, to carry some of the games.
You're talking big, big, big bucks.
It's huge.
And they got to be internally hemorrhaging.
Yeah, Billy's called a genius AH this morning already. And
that's always my favorite.
Yeah.
Because
they're called ad hominem.
Yeah, ad hominem.
Yeah,
they're ad hominem attacks. And it's a logical fallacy. And the issue is that when you don't have actual facts to back up your position, you then throw rocks and impugn the other person. So
that's what we do.
No, what I love is when someone does that, great. I know that you got nothing. I know that you actually can't prove your case.
You're in a war.
Call me names all you want. Because guess what? You can't hurt my feelings. I don't care.
You can't hurt Billy's feeling.
No.
You can't hurt my feeling.
Not at all. There's no way. You think that something they're going to call in and say to me here on the phone or text into me is going to in any way, shape, or form hurt my feelings?
Yes.
No.
We're ready.
No. Come on.
But think this through. I mean, what does this mean with the NFL telling everybody you must be? Because the ramifications of you must be are amazing. I mean, this is not just like, oh, this quarterback's going to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
This is talking about selling the supporting commercials for this. This is referees. I mean, there is so much at stake here. A lot of paychecks at stake.
Yeah. And this is a question for me about how far can your business or your employer go to mandate certain things? Yeah, that is the kernel of
this. I will guarantee you they have a window, and been around enough ball players to know this. They have a window. And some have an extended window, guys like Elway and Dave Logan and those guys. But what's the life expectancy, like 3.5 years or something?
Yeah.
And they're paid well. But, great big tough kids, and they're paid well. But if you miss a paycheck, I've seen copies of NFL players pay. They're legit, like $500,000 for playing a game that day.
Oh, sure.
And so the NFL says, okay, and better yet, you will forfeit. Wow.
And if you make me miss a paycheck.
There it is.
Yeah.
I say that about this business. You screw this business up, which they are, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
Because I don't have another job.
Right.
I got this job. And, oh, it's true. And so I wonder, like, the players have a union. And I wonder what they're saying this morning. And guys are sitting in there going, hey, I got my ex-wife. I got my new wife. I got a lot of money to pay here. Get your ass in there and get a shot or get vaccinated. And but this is, I mean, so what if they said to you, and I think all of us are vaccinated. Matter of fact, I know we are. But I wonder if Salem said, you got to get a shot. You got to get vaccinated. I wonder what certain people would do. What about your family? What about school? What about your company? What about your church? Mm-hmm. What if your church, and I know you're active in your church, what if your church mandated you had to be vaxxed?
Boy.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Can't come to service. Now, your service is all resumed again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would they say?
Huh.
Are there people?
That's an interesting question.
Are you aware of anybody that you go to church with that isn't?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Right.
And this variant, I'm telling you, this variant falls between the cracks. It pops off the people that,
We already had extreme fallout when we had said, when you come into the service, you need to come in with a mask, you know. So, I mean.
Have you resumed that again?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No. But, so, I mean, we had real pushback on that. So, if we say you must be vaccinated.
You think you'll lose church members?
Oh, yeah.
I think you would, too.
Yeah. Well, we lost church members who wouldn't come in with a mask.
Yeah.
And we didn't sell it from the standpoint that, you know, about the virus and all that. We sold it from the standpoint of loving somebody else who is susceptible.
I had to go to the drugstore and pick up some prescriptions, and starting to see people with masks again.
Right.
So Father Andre's on at 6. Dr. June Depp's on about 6:25. Julie Cardi's on from Colorado Springs. The return of Jack Rice this morning. 303-696-1971 is our phone. 303-696-1971. What do you do with this? It's coming back. And the absurdity of what I listened to on talk radio this morning was, I was gaggable, you know, like the federal government is singling out the states that were rebel states to jack up the hospital, or to jack up the sick numbers. And I'm thinking, that's just a variant of Trump 1.
Yeah, that is true.
The COVID hospitalizations in South Florida have tripled since the beginning of July. And, you know, I was down there. I was down there in March going out on a boat with my friends, and I came back and said, wow, it was really different. I mean, on South Beach, and nobody's wearing masks, and, you know, it felt good. I mean, legitimate. And I said, boy, that really feels good.
Mm.
And now I don't know. I mean, now this thing is boomeranged. It's coming back. We're vaccinated. What do you think? 303-696-1971. What would you do if your company, your church, your school? What do you think of the NFL? Your turn, 303-696-1971.
NUS.
All right, let's get this show started. Friday morning, everyone, the 23rd of July. It's 5:31, 29 before the hour. Maybe evening storms. Good storm came through yesterday evening. Saturday and Sunday afternoon storm. 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station. What do you do with this? The 2021 NFL COVID rules. Teams will forfeit due to an outbreak if the game cannot be rescheduled in an 18-week season. During the pause, I looked at everything that's available so far, indeed for me, on the internet. We could see forfeits in the NFL season if the COVID outbreak takes place on teams. The NFL, you read this, and it's interesting. They talk about additional games and what bettors now do with all this stuff. But what this is, it's to forfeit, players on both teams won't get paid. So if your Denver Broncos are playing the racist Atlanta Falcons, and somebody on your Broncos gets sick, the Falcons don't get paid either. Whew! Imagine what that will do to television time. What do you play an old movie? What that will do to KOA's broadcast? What, play some old Mike Rosen tapes? Players on both teams don't get paid. That's the NFL saying, this is me saying this, get vaccinated. The additional 17th game this season, now there's 272 total games, which I would know, not know until I read this, would have no additional bye week. So according to Judy Batista of NFL Media, that's who I'm reading this morning, there are currently 14 teams with at least 85% of their players vaccinated. Each team that reaches 85% are free of nearly all restrictions. It's not clear which of those 14 teams are, but reportedly recently the Dallas Cowboys are not one of them. There you go, Billy. Also, about a week ago, the Washington, Arizona, Indianapolis, Los Angeles Chargers are under 50%. So those teams, the Washington fill-in-the-blanks, the Cardinals, the Colts, the Chargers are under 50% vaccination. More than 78% of players in the league have received at least one shot of COVID. And it goes from there. Bills receiver Cole Beasley has been perhaps the most outspoken player in his opposition to vaccine and COVID-related protocols, to the point many think the Bills will release him. Some are calling this the Cole Beasley rule on social media. His name is definitely trending. There's never been an official forfeit of a modern-day NFL game. I didn't know that either. Which fantasy football sleepers, breakouts, and it goes from this is from a betting site, which you always get the best info from the betting sites. What do you do? I asked Tom that, and what would he do in a church if they said you can't come in unless you're vaccinated? Woo. What about your family? What about school? What about talk radio? What about our radio station? And people playing boo-hoo, it's okay. You can do that. But what meaning does it have? This is the NFL telling you or telling them or telling you, what if they said, woo, here's one, you couldn't come to the stadium and watch a game? Isn't it interesting that that has not been said because that's the revenue stream? Ah, 303-696-1971, you're up. What would you do? If the company said, if we work for Salem Broadcasting and everybody on the morning team is vaxxed, and I think Kelly Michaels is vaxxed, I think the news guys are vaxxed, I think that, Geronimo's vaxxed, I'm sure. So we don't have that issue. We could come to work. But what if they said there's other people here that refuse to get vaccinated, don't want to wear masks, don't want to do any of those things? Would they be heroes or zeros? What would happen to them? What would happen at KOA, iHeart, of iHeart Media that controls far more radio stations? And they said, okay, you guys can't come in unless you're vaxxed. All right, you're looking to buy a home or refi an existing loan. You may have an opportunity to land a rate under 3%. It's true right now. The market is in your favor when it comes to home financing. Refinancing, it simply lowers your rate. You could be saving hundreds of dollars a month plus tens of thousands in long-term money over time. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront fees, no hidden fees. You take a look at your current loan. They tell you what they can do. I'm telling you, this is a gift. I did it. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. They're there, and let's take it over. And they'll show you, and you don't do anything after you've kicked it in. 303-695-7000. They do the job. They're online at AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. All right, we go to Mark on one. Mark, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Hey. I watched the news last night about this NFL rule and saw nothing about when the vaccinated players get COVID. So why is there a separation from the unvaxxed to the vaxxed when it comes to an outbreak on the team?
Are there NFL players that have been vaxxed and got the COVID?
That I don't know.
There you go.
Who knows?
I think you'd have to know before you make the charge.
Well, but we've got...
Before you make the charge, and I'm not saying you're wrong, you would have to know the truth.
Well, certainly, but what I'm saying is we have vaccinated people who have come down with COVID.
I understand it, but what happens to them is, and I'm doing, once again, we're reading a lot about COVID, is people that have gotten the COVID, even though they're vaxxed, they get a much milder case. They're reported, but they get a much milder case. There's always going to be anomalies. I mean, just go to the bank with that. I don't care what it is. There's always going to be exceptions.
I mean, my background is my mom was a microbiologist, so
It doesn't mean you are. My dad was a mill hunky. I mean, I am.
No, but I'm not an idiot, and I listen to what my mother has said. But we've already got Olympians who have been fully vaccinated have come down with the COVID. We've got
no. They've tested. No, hold on a second. They've tested positive. They've not. Well, when people say come down with, that sounds like Stefan. Now, these people have tested positive. The one beach ball volleyball player, that's another game I love, he's anguished. He's perfectly healthy, but he tested positive, so they got him in isolation in Tokyo.
Certainly. So, Pete, I work in an industry that you would call a very high-risk industry. Never had
radio? Radio?
So, Pete, since this started, never had a day off, been exposed to thousands of people.
Yeah, me too.
And I've never had any issues.
I got the shot. Shots.
So I've got someone that has a clotting issue, could get the COVID, could get clots, could get the vaccine, could get clots.
I understand.
You're playing Russian roulette.
I mean, and that's like, and you keep adding a bullet. I mean, I don't get it. I legitimately don't get it. I mean, why not play the percentage? Why legitimately not play the percentage? If you see these cases in Florida, the cases I read about Florida a lot last night, the people who are they're between the cracks. It's people. If you turn up and you get hit with the COVID and you've been vaxxed. This variant is weird, and that's why I have the clutchies on this. But oftentimes, these people have other conditions prior. And there's nothing perfect. But by and large, these are big, healthy, tough guys. And if anybody you would think would not, but Stefan, who I love, he's my brother. Stefan's a healthy young guy. Stefan damn near died. And there's people I know that if they'd have caught what Stefan caught, it would have killed them.
Sure, absolutely, Pete. Buddy I work with, his best friend growing up, military guy, healthy, just died of the flu. So it's, you know what, the world is a funny place. Mother Nature is a cranky one.
There's a great line through history that says, Mother Nature bats last.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pete.
But, that's what this is. Yeah.
Well, sure. But, we're stuck with this. We're stuck with this virus forever. I mean, it's not going away.
Yes and no. History would tell us that there are like SARS and MERS and all kinds of different things appear and disappear. It's called going back. It's not going to ground. It's what they call going back into the reservoir is what the scientists call it. And it could, or it could hang around. But look at the deaths, the deaths that came in through Europe, and they came and they went.
Sure. Well, absolutely. However, I mean, you're always going to have an ebb and flow, but this one seems to be, generally your flu shows up in a seasonal way.
Absolutely, because it circles the earth. Absolutely.
Absolutely. However, this one, and there's a lot of factors to it. We've got a lot more travel. People are moving everywhere. But even with your flus and that same situation, you still have a big ebb and flow.
Of course.
This one, while you're seeing ebb and flows in conductivity rates,
of course,
it's still fairly consistent.
It doesn't think anything. It's not after you. When they were doing those things that it was killing black people and more than white people, and I thought it doesn't circle in the air and think about I'm just going to get the black guy right now. No, it's none of those things.
It's an opportunist, and you've got temperature variants. You've got
doesn't matter.
There's so many factors depending on how viruses can move around.
But it does. And I've read the history of MERS and SARS and all those different other things that happened, and some appeared and they disappeared. Read the history of the deaths when the deaths came, and when Black Death came and Red Death came, and you read that stuff and you read the plagues in Europe. Read the plagues. It happens. This is part of it's part
Absolutely.
Of and we just hit the 100 years. 20 was no, I'm seriously, it was 19 was they when there's all a little bit of a debate about when the Spanish flu hits, but it was almost 100 years ago when the flu comes before.
Yep.
And it was a virus and it killed more American GIs than the Germans did. But
Absolutely.
There's something called the 100 year theory, and I don't know. I'm not that smart. I can just read and try and apply a little bit of logic. And now the NFL comes up and says, well, you have to forfeit due to an outbreak if the game can't And I'm thinking to myself, and then we can say all these things about the woke NFL. We can say all these things about the conspiracy theories. We can say all the insanity we want. But there are people that are dying. And you choose. Sure. And you choose. I choose. Billy chooses. You know, the people that what seems to me lately, more so, perhaps in the last 7 or 8 months, people were angry. You know, I accept things and say, well, this is the truth, and I don't want to argue against it. There's more anger out there right now as the world becomes tighter, as the belief system becomes more strained, as the belief that you had in November becomes apparently a lie, and now they have to spin into all these other things. I'm telling you, I'm coming to work this morning. I hear the all-night guy. He was, you know, a good guy. But he and this other guy in there talking about they're reporting Florida because Florida would stand against the mandates from the federal government. And that's a variant on Trump won. I mean, it's incredible. You know, I'm thinking, my God, have we gotten to this? And we have. We have gotten to this. And you choose. Sure. I mean, look, you're an adult. You choose for yourself. And what did Albert Camus say? I choose for myself, so I choose for mankind. But the NFL is telling these people, look, you forfeit, everybody loses money, and that means the TV guys lose money. Can you imagine, I'll give you the last comment, can you imagine the pressure that's on everybody as we speak this morning that's even remotely connected to the NFL?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. But it was interesting to only hear about those that were unvaxxed.
That's right.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, how many people out there have been completely vaxxed and they're coming back?
But I'm not a scientist, but they're explicable variants, and they do exist, and that's why. But by and large, the vax saves. Love your call. Coming back, 710 KNUS.
Leader.
10 before the hour, Father Andre coming up on the other side. It's Friday morning, 93. We got some evening storms and much the same over the weekend. Out of Florida, again, reading these statistics, the COVID hospitalizations have tripled in South Florida beginning in July. I mean, let me read you. These are the reports. 80 to 90% of the county, this is Dade County, now has a Delta variant. They are seeing this on the front lines in the hospitals. These reported numbers that got, I don't know what was being said on that radio show. We're now seeing this on the front lines. People tell me, and this is a physician, they had dinner together on Thursday, and already on Sunday they're having symptoms. The incubation period is much shorter. This is the Delta variant. It's not 10 to 14 days like we were seeing before. We're seeing people get in close contact with a few days or already symptomatic, very, very infectious and extremely dangerous. It's the Delta variant. Hospitalizations have tripled in South Florida. You don't want to believe it. That's fine. Andy, you're on the show. Thank you. Good morning. We got about 3 minutes.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm good.
First of all, just to be fair, you and I don't agree on the election outcome. I totally respect your opinion. That's fine. I don't believe that Florida being open and kind of pushing against all these COVID rules is necessarily associated with that same thing.
No, I didn't say that. If you listen to what I said I was listening to a talk show host coming to work who was saying the reason these numbers aren't true and the only reason they're doing it is to punish Florida. And that's a spin on Trump won.
Okay, and I'm not a huge, you know, I wasn't a fan of the vaccine. I got it because I wanted to keep my job and keep working.
Smart.
To keep
smart.
Me safe.
Yeah,
so I get that. So maybe I mistook you when.
No, what I said.
What I thought I heard was you saying Florida being open was associated.
Oh my God! No, I went to Florida. I was in Florida in March.
Right.
And I thought it was incredible. I just really thought it was. But I'm not saying that's a payback because this variant has, as viruses do, they morph, they change, they're trying to survive.
No, and I totally get that, and I understand. I think, I mean, what this boils down to for me, Pete, is this is kind of one of those, this is how I look at it. It's one of those Democrat, if it saves one life. You know, that's why we shut down the economy. That's why we created all this other destruction because of this virus. Americans have not been about that. I mean, that's not what America is. We take risks.
And again,
because we want our freedom.
I don't have, you know, my outcome for that because I find myself in agreement with much of what you're saying about what it was done and why it was done. But at the same time,
right.
I wonder, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't have outcomes. And now this has begun again, and I'm thinking, are we in for a second wave, third wave of this? And if it morphs again and morphs again, and Andy, that's frightening stuff.
I have no doubt. Pete, I totally agree. Yeah. I have no doubts that it's going to. This is going to be around for a long time. This is going to be something that we're going to have to deal
and
with.
I don't know where it's headed. I got to jump. Father Andre and Brian Junedupper coming up. What happens next? Look at the NFL. 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station. Stay right here.